Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, June 11th, 2026. Registration is now open for the College of the Atlantic Summer Institute next month. The event has become so popular that sessions are filling up already.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean Keeley from College of the Atlantic. I'm the executive director of the COA Summer Institute, and I'm really happy to share with our community that our 10th annual COA Summer Institute is coming up July 27th through 31st, held on COA campus in Bar Harbor. There's an option for virtual attendance if you can't join us in person. This year, we are marking the 250th anniversary of the country with a five-day program called Toward a More Perfect Union. This will be a series of forward-looking conversations about the path ahead for our country. From filmmaker Ken Burns and musician Rhiannon Giddens to journalist Nicholas Kristof and technology podcaster and journalist Kara Swisher to environmental writers Elizabeth Colbert, Robin Wall Kimmerer, Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson, to voting rights advocate Stacey Abrams and former NBA player and human rights advocate Ennis Freedom Cantor. This year's Summer Institute is going to cover a lot of ground. We're going to be diving into journalism, the arts, public service, science, technology, and civic life. All of these topics and conversations are going to be about exploring the ideas, the challenges, and the opportunities shaping America's next chapter. The event is free and open to the public, as it is every year, but registration is required. And just want to give folks a heads up that one of our sessions has already reached capacity, and we expect several others to reach capacity as well. So if you hop on the site and you register, you might be added to a wait list for one or two or three sessions, depending. I also want to plug a really special event this year. We are partnering with the Criterion Theater for a concert on Tuesday night. Rhiannon Giddens, who's speaking at COA on Monday, will be performing Tuesday night with her band at the Criterion. This is a fundraiser. It's to raise money for two wonderful partner organizations, Justice Aid and Soft Power Health. Most of the tickets are gone, but we do have some reserve tickets still available. So if you're interested in seeing Rhiannon at the Criterion on Tuesday, July 28th, you can give me a buzz, 207-801-5621. And we are looking forward to a really wonderful week of activity for the Summer Institute. So hope everyone in our community can either come and join us in person or tune in online. And if you have questions, contact me. Thanks so much.
That was Sean Keeley from College of the Atlantic. I'll post that phone number on today's Around Town archives at weru.org. In other semi-quincentennial news, keeping on that theme, the Bangor Historical Society has opened registration for a special after-hours guided tour of their America 250 exhibit, Words That Made a Nation. Quote, this exclusive tour takes you beyond the history books. You'll get up close to a rare historic copy of the Declaration of Independence and explore some artifacts and stories linking Bangor directly to the American Revolution. The tour will be led by University of Maine History Professor Liam Reardon and Bangor historian Ryan Hughes. Space is strictly limited for that evening event, and they say you must reserve your spots early. That's happening on Thursday, June 18th at 5:30 p.m. at the Thomas A. Hill House on Union Street in Bangor. It's free, but donations will be accepted, and registration is required to reserve a spot. You can do that by emailing curator@bangorhistoricalsociety.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.